travel on The Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.
Now, do you fancy a holiday that mixes tours and activities with lots of downtime in the company of a group with the freedom at the same time to do your own thing? Escorted and group tours are booming in Ireland, and Irish independent travel editor Paul O'Connell is going to tell us more. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So you're guided along the way.
Yeah, you are.
So you're minded.
Going back a generation or so, if I say escorted or guided tour, you tend to picture like gaggles of people in St. Mark's Square in Venice following someone holding up an umbrella and things like that. But this product, let's call it for want of a better word, has really evolved. And there is no longer a sort of a one size fits all guided or group tour. There are small groups that go on adventures in South America, staying in hostels. There are larger groups that do luxury tours in Vietnam or city breaks in Europe. You can go walking, you can go painting, you can go taking pictures with experts. There really is something for everybody now.
Women-only tours?
Yeah, they exist too. Now, they're still a niche, but they do exist and they tend to focus on specialities. I had a writer, Julie Taylor, do a piece on the W Trek in Patagonia recently in the Irish Independent, and she went with an all-female group with all-female guides. Again, a small tour. So, you know, that's never going to run thousands of tours a year, but for people who are looking for that, it's absolutely there.
Now, how long might they be? I mean, can you have a short break where you might go to one of the Central European capitals and get a real insight into those places?
Yeah, that's a good question. If you're a listener listening to us this morning and thinking, oh, I'd like to try one, where will I start? I think the first place is to think about what kind of trip would you like to do to dip your toe in. And city breaks in Europe, the way Travel Department is probably the company that pioneered these or brought them to the sort of the level that they're cutting through at the moment. Cities like Prague, Lisbon, Bruges, Berlin, what they would typically do is 3 or 4 days. You'll be met at the airport. You'll be transferred from the airport to your hotel. Your hotel, your B&B, maybe a lunch or dinner is provided. And typically over the 3 days, you might have 1 or 2 half-day tours. So they will take you to the sites. They'll give you local interpretation. They'll give you time to bond a bit with the group. Then you go and do your own thing. So you might want to go and have a nap. You might want to go to the shops. You might want to see a gallery no one else is interesting. And then you meet up in the evening and you can share your stories, or you can, again, just stay with your partner, whoever you're traveling with. So they're short city breaks. And just to give you an example of the price, 3 nights in Prague in September, $599 per person, including flights and the tours and the accommodation and transfers. If you can go a little bit later in October or November, that drops to $489.
I mean, I'm thinking of, I've been to many cities over the years to work for programs and so on, and you automatically, because of the people you're meeting, you get insights into those cities like Berlin or Gdansk or whatever it might be. And the idea of, say, going to Pompeii and having someone who really knows...
Yeah.
That seems to me to be a good idea.
Absolutely. And I do the same thing. If I'm traveling on my own, what I'll typically do is book a tour. It might be themed, it might be a local guide, even 2 or 3 hours, or even if it's the Christmas market somewhere, because someone with that local knowledge gives you your bearings. They point out places you might come back to.
My recommendation to anyone, say, going to a major city, take the bus tour.
Yeah.
It sets everything in perspective for you. It might take 2 or 3 hours. Then you know where everything is, whether it's Paris or wherever, or Rome.
Yeah.
You get a handle on the way the city works. Or if you're in Amsterdam, take the barge.
Yeah, I enjoy that. I like being oriented in a city and knowing what I'll come back to. And what the organisers of these escorted tours will say as well, a lot of people like the fact that they take the hassle out of it.
Yeah.
The hassle of going to Google tonight and trying to find a good tour and wondering who'll be on it and all that. It's just really like you buy it off the shelf. But it's important to say it's the mix of that, taking the stress out, but also with your own free time, because nobody likes being shoehorned into an itinerary that has you up at 7 and going till 11 p.m. in the
evening. That's the whole, if it's Tuesday, it must be Italy. That was the whole.
Yeah, that they do still exist out there. But I mentioned Travel Department. Their top tour at the moment is Sorrento, Tuscany and Lake Garda. That's one of the most popular, but they're also doing river cruises. Top Flight has introduced an escorted tours brochure. It says queries are up 20% this year. Sunway recently introduced a brochure. So more and more companies are getting in on it. And those two companies, what they do is they sell on trips by the likes of Trafalgar and Insight Vacations, who have a history and a brand in these areas.
Now, what about the themed trips? I mean, the Camino, the walking, for example. Walking is huge. And we're trying to get it really going in Ireland as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's by far the most popular theme. You go on to sites like of the companies I've mentioned there, and most of them will do a walking, if not several or a dozen different walking offerings. There's a company called youwalk.ie, which is a brand owned by Navan Travel, for example, another one. And it does travel solo, but not alone, offers with its Camino. So what that means is there's a group going, you can go on your own, and you kind of you can walk with a few people, you can walk a bit on your own, you can meet another few people, and then you all chat at the refugio or the accommodation at the end of the day. X-flights, they'll typically cost around 700 or 800 a week. So walking is definitely a big one, but it's not just the Camino. Like, you can do walking tours in Transylvania, you can do it in southern Spain, and at the hardcore end of it, I mentioned Patagonia earlier, Earth's Edge is a company that does trips to, you know, Everest Base Camp or Kilimanjaro.
Are there tours that are aimed specifically at younger people who might be prepared to do rough it a bit more than older people might?
Yes, there are. And that's important to say, depending on the company, depending on the tour, the demographic will change. Now, for the tours that Travel Department offers, for example, of cities in Europe, the demographic will skew a little bit older. But there are companies you can look at, particularly for younger travellers. A couple of them are Contiki, G-Adventures, TD Active. And younger travellers will want to travel with like-minded souls, people in their age group, but may also have different budget, different activity levels. It's important if you're looking for a tour like this. Some of them, like Top Flight, will provide a rating from relaxed through to challenging. G-Adventures has a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 scale, where 1 is easy, 5 is like you need, you know, serious hill walking experience.
And you might be staying in a hostel, for example, a 5-star hotel in another.
Exactly. And everything in between. And some will allow you to upgrade or choose at the checkout. So you can choose a 3-star, you can choose a 4-star. But usually it's a better idea to stay with the group if you can. I'll give you a couple of really quick examples. Contiki through Cassidy Travel has a Croatia island sailing trip over 9 days, sailing from island to island, taking a few days in the cities. That's 18 to 35 year age group, from 1,125 per person. G Adventures, I mentioned, it's 18 to 30 something tours. It's a specific subset of tours that it does. One example, just to take you even further afield, is a Buenos Aires to Rio de Janeiro trip over 17 days. I would have loved this in my 20s. You know, just take that time, go to the city, go hiking, go to Iguazu Falls, have beach time, go and party. They describe it as basic, so stays are in hostels, you'll be sharing, and the small group is about 8 to 14 people, and the price, before you put the flights will be about £1,000, is about £2,000 per person. So for 17 days of all that, once-in-a-lifetime trip, £3,000.
Mm. What about the size of the groups? Are they still ferrying coach loads of people, or is it minibus?
That can happen, and I would check. It's specific to each tour. If you do, for example, a photography trip with TD Active, it's going to be a small group of people who are into photography. It could be 8, could be 12. That trip we talked about in South America, similar, but the city breaks and the Camino groups will be larger.
All right. Paul O'Connell, Irish Independent Travel Editor, thank you very much for joining us. We'll have news next.
Travel on the Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.